Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. Ms. Juan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Oh, okay. All right, you can go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome you all to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspirational Call, where this morning we'll be talking about going the extra mile. And at this time, I would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Carr. Are you there?
I am, Lisa.
Doing well.
Are we ready to go? Rock and roll?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome you to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspirational Call, where this morning we'll be talking about going the extra mile. And at this time, I would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
And good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
I'm doing well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to just welcome everybody in. As we get started this morning, we're talking about going that extra mile, okay? I love the topic. I so love the topic because it's all about a place of service, a place of giving, okay? And when we go that extra mile, when you do that for God, you do it without fanfare. You do it without applause, you know, without cameras. You do it for God, not for notoriety. Because y'all know we can go that extra mile, but you know we got to get some pats on the back.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You see a lot of times where people do things to clear their conscience. Y'all know that?
Yes,
clear their conscience. In other words, you know, I've been living bad, and then I'm going to do something for the homeless, or I'm going to do something for those who are less fortunate. I'm going to do something, you know. What is the less fortunate to you would be the question. The less fortunate is for those who don't physically have. What about the less fortunate being for those who don't spiritually have? Remember, the Bible says, owe no one anything but to love them. So what about the ones who lack love? The less unfortunate or the less fortunate would be those who lack God, I would think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so now we set our mark on the wrong things, and we become, you know, a target and not the true marksman. We miss our target because of what we set our, you know, our target as. And it's the physical. It's the emotional. But we forget about the spiritual.
Yes.
So with that being said, Ms. Swan, you mind opening this up with prayer?
Why, yes, sir. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we would like to thank you today for us being able to gather on this call this morning. For those who couldn't make it this morning, we also pray for them as well. Father God, we would like to bless our leader for the word that he has prepared today to bring on to us. Again, we'd just like to welcome everyone and bless you on this day as we come together and to worship in your name, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah, we're talking about going that extra mile. Hold on 1 second for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about going that extra mile. One of the things I wanted to pull up and bring to everyone's attention right quick was, and I love this scripture. I say it all the time. If y'all have your Bibles, it's in Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 22. Colossians 3 and 22. The Bible says, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. Serve them sincerely because of your reverent fear of the Lord. Good stuff. Good stuff. It goes on to say in verse 23, okay, and you might want to highlight this, okay, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as though you were working for your real master and not merely for humans. In other words, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if you're working for the Lord. Let me say that again, y'all. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if you're working for the Lord. I know a lot of us don't like the word slave that was mentioned in verse 22, but God is his word. Take that up with him, okay? We will be a slave to something. Either you're going to be a slave to God or you're going to be a slave to sin, the devil. It's only two options we have. Y'all do know that, right? In other words, we will have a master. Either God will be our master and we're a slave to God, or Satan will be our master and we're a slave to sin. Y'all follow me? Okay? Yeah. We can think, well, I don't have no master. You can think that. Well, I'm not a... You can think that. It's not a problem. But if God said it, you know it stands to be true, right?
Yes.
Who can come up against the word of God and still stand? This is the word of God. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if you're working for the Lord, not for human masters. I'm not doing that. Whatever you do, do it as if you're working for God. Y'all see that in Colossians 3 and 23?
Yes, sir.
Verse 24. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Problem. In verse 25, it goes on to say, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs. And there is no favoritism. In other words, for God has no favorites. See how that goes? See, going that extra mile. Yeah, we leave stuff unattended that we know not right. Y'all know that? Because we think we're hurting people. I even heard it, Miss Swan.
Mm-hmm.
I treat people how people treat me. I done heard that a lot. And even if you don't say it, what does your life suggest?
Exactly.
What about going that extra mile? Now watch this before we get all emboldened and empowered and, you know, chest puffed out. And say, well, Mr. Carl, you think what you want to think. I'm going to treat people how they treat me. Before you do that, didn't the Bible just say in Colossians 3, I just read it, he has no favorites, and everyone will be that do wrong will be repaid for it. Right?
Yeah.
Y'all follow that? The Bible said anything not done in faith is sin. In other words, if God wouldn't do it, you know it's sin. Correct?
Correct.
Y'all following? This is important because how can we go an extra mile when we feel in some type of way? Let it be known. Does God go an extra mile with you? Of course, because you know why? What we say? God know my heart. Yeah, do you know it? The Bible says that the heart is readily wicked. Readily wicked. Yet God still goes an extra mile. He goes above and beyond. As a matter of fact, that's why you were able to wake up this morning. Because if it be logical and if it be conducively fair to treat people how we are treated by them, it totally abrupts, goes against the grain, diminishes the golden rule. Which says, do unto others, remember, as you would have them do unto you, not as they do unto you. Well, my mama, my daddy, I wasn't raised like that. I'm cut from a different cloth. What cloth are you cutting from?
Exactly.
What cloth? You know, that might be sustainable here, but is it good enough for serving God? Because the Bible says, whatever you do, do it as if you're working for the Lord. When you're cutting grass, when you're doing somebody's hair, I know they didn't pay you right. I know you can get over on them. That's how you make your money, by giving less but receiving more. That is not the philosophy of God. I want y'all to know that. Let me say this again. That is not the philosophy of God to overwork individuals and you pay them less. Y'all hear me? Because somebody thought that, you know, I can gain a business or have a business where I pay out less, but, you know, I receive great. Okay, cool. That's how I make my money. Yeah, how long that's going to last? See, when you go that extra mile, you treat your employee how you yourself want to be treated. The world has it backwards, y'all. The world says when you become a CEO, you sit at a desk, you chill, you relax. You don't have to do the physical labor. You can stomp your feet, pound the desk, and demand. Mm-hmm. And you work the leap. You go on X amount of vacations, no question to me, I'm at the top. But the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. So if that's the way CEO looks, why does God work so much, and why does he have to be omnipresent?
Right.
See, when you go that extra mile and you're at the top, as a matter of fact, being at the top should mean that you work more than anybody else. Again, to whom much is given, much is required. Going that extra mile, we believe that going that extra mile is saying, here, let me just pay you a little something, get up. No, going that extra mile is, you know, you looking over everything. Something going on in your life?
Right.
But our philosophy is that we're going to treat people how they treat us. Well, if that be plausible, well, shouldn't God do the same to you?
Well.
Oh, he will do the same because he clearly said, what you've done to them, I'm going to do to you. The same stick you measure somebody by, you're going to be measured by. What you've done to the least of them, you've also done it to me. You see how that go? See, God is connected to the people you don't think he connected to. Ain't that something? Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. What you have done to the least of them, you have also done it to me. God clearly just said what he connected to. Did you hear that? The least of them, meaning the people that you look down upon. Did you hear that one? Ain't that something? You may see them as Mexican workers. You may see them as, you know, poor white trash. You may see them as scum because they come from the project, but God doesn't pump your brakes. Since you walk by faith and not by sight, how do you see them in that light? I know you got your fancy house and car and all that good stuff. How long is it going to last you? How far is it going to take? How far are you going to go with that? You earned it? Who? How you earned it?
Right.
How did you earn it? I went to school for it. Oh, I married the right person. You did, huh? Okay, cool. Here's the thing. How long would that last before God? See, going the extra mile has everything to do with a faith-based foundation, Ms. Swan.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever the Bible says, whatever, he didn't put any limitations on it. Whatever you do, do it as if you're working unto God. Even when people, your earthly masters, are not looking, you should be legit.
Yes.
Ain't that something, y'all? Ain't that something? Whatever you do. In other words, don't give a half-hearted effort to people you don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. You charge them a certain amount. Give them everything that was required. Don't come back and say, well, I gave you a discount. In other words, you're saying, this is why I'm giving you little. No. You came up with that. You give them, go the extra mile, people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not paying me to. Okay, well, you have that discussion later on. Go the extra mile, people. Come on. That's from one end. Come on. That's from one end. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about the other end. Mm-hmm. Let me do this one. People are worthy of the hire. People on this phone, listen to me and listen to me good. Anybody on this phone want to work for free? Huh? You want the best pay you can receive. Come on now. Do you care about what your employer got going on? What if your employer say, hey, I can't afford to give you no raise because I got the light bill? You don't want to hear that, do you? Because you don't work, right? Think about that the next time you got to pay your beautician. Think about that the next time you got to pay the person that cut your grass. Think about that the next time. Oh, yeah. Y'all see where I'm going with this, right?
Yes.
Because we play damsel broke. We play damsel in distress. Oh, I got this going on. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Go the extra mile. You want to be paid sufficiently. Why wouldn't you pay somebody sufficiently? Come on now. Remember the Bible says, whatever you do, do it as if you're working for God. If you're working for God, that means my daddy has, he's abundantly above. He is the definition of blessed. In other words, I give because he got it to give.
Amen.
Huh? Why are you paying people? You reap what you sow. You see why you're struggling? Now, if you have yet to hit the struggle mark, don't think you're not going in that direction by not paying people. Lord have mercy. See how this goes? It's both ends of this thing now. Because it's not only for the one who's serving, it's also for the master. Not only for the master, but also the one who's being serviced.
Yes.
Because y'all know we expect, you know, hallelujah, the best thing in the world, but we want to give little. Now, how is that going the extra mile? For them.
It's not.
Oh, Lord, come on now. Then on the flip side, we give very little. Y'all see where I'm going with this? But we want them to give us the best. Right? You got to do better,
yeah.
People. Going the extra mile. It sounds like to me that we need to be in condition. Conditioning, working out. Oh, exercising. Oh, faith. How can you go an extra mile when we lack endurance?
Okay.
If they ask you, the Bible says if they force you to go one, go with them two. Ooh, y'all didn't hear that though. Huh? We did a call on the dangers of low expectations. People don't be having no. If you don't have any expectations, how can you go an extra mile with anything? In other words, your finger trigger on, we say, because I don't tolerate no BS, right? How can you not tolerate BS and go the extra mile with people? In other words, if you don't tolerate BS, just understand this, just for your sake, okay? Before you get to heaven, before you get to the day of judgment, let me just say that. Just what you can't tolerate, God can't tolerate. So if you can't put up with it, he can't put up with it. Just so happen, guess who the BS in the situation between us and God? Take a wild guess. Is it God or is it us? Uh-oh. Hey, that's something. So the very thing that you can't tolerate is yourself. Because I don't have no expectations. Why wouldn't you have expectations? See, I have expectations because I expect, God, you to do what you say you was going to do. But before I expect you to do anything, God, I expect to do what you called me to do. In other words, you told me to owe no man nothing but to love him. That means I got to go the extra mile with him. Even though they may not perceive it as me going the extra mile, I'm going to do it.
Yes, Lord.
See, people in the world cut people off, and they cut them off meaning don't deal with me ever again. But see, people in God will push you away so that you can bounce back good. In other words, I push you away because I cannot reward sin. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
I didn't cut you off. I push you away so that you can get your mind together. Uh-oh, going the extra mile. See, we got to know the difference. See, when you go the extra mile, okay, y'all know how we say, well, I'm not a morning person. You need to be a morning person, regardless of how you feel. It ain't about what you want anyway. I bet you'll be a morning person if you hit the lottery there with $60 million. Shoot, even after they take out the taxes, you're getting 32. I bet you'll be a morning person if they say, come and get this thing and smile. I bet you. See how certain things get us out of what we see. That's when we really love something. Going the extra mile says it don't matter how I feel. It don't matter what I don't do. I'm going to do it anyway, God, because I'm doing it as I'm working unto you. That means if I got to get up in the morning, my attitude is going to be right because every day somebody's looking at me. And when they're looking at me, they're seeing you through me. So I got to be right. I go the extra mile by my presentation in God.
Yes, sir.
Y'all missing it now. You don't think your presentation is going the extra mile? Huh? Because we say, shoot, forget them. If they ain't getting it at church, they ain't getting it from me. Oh, well. No, you are the church, remember? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. You are the church, right? But we moping and groping. How is that going the extra mile? You know why? Listen what the Bible says, Miss Juan. The Bible says, in the last days that men will become lovers of themselves and their money. Now, let's look at the first part of it, not the latter. Lovers of themselves. You know what that is? That means I really don't care how you see me. I ain't feeling well today. I don't care. In other words, I'm willing to diminish the word of God over my life. The glory of God. So that God is not, you know, God is glorified when people can see God in you.
Yes.
That's glory being brought to God. In other words, glory being brought to God is you don't even have a Bible, but you are the Bible. Glory being brought to God, glory is nothing more than a reflection of God. In other words, if they see God, they should see you. That's glory.
Exactly. Yes.
This little light of mine is talking about glory. I'm going to let it shine. Well, how is God getting glory out of the situation? Well, just because we're feeling some type of way, we start to be more concerned about us because we're selfish as opposed to others. We don't look at the impact that we have on other people.
Yes.
This is why I refuse, Miss Juan, to let people get so comfortable in the word of God, because they'll try and get close to you and say, well, you know how people do this now. Y'all know, listen to y'all, I speak raw. Look, truth.
Mm-hmm.
People will try and get close to the person they think in God just so they can wave their hand and say, God, I'm in there. In where? That person ain't God.
Yes, sir.
Where? So I refuse to let you believe that you're walking upright in God when you're not. Just because you know God don't mean you're living for God. People know the law here on earth and don't obey it. As a matter of fact, let me show y'all something, since y'all want to really go there. Let's look at the spiritual law and the natural law. Who are some of your most corrupt criminals? Oh, I'm sorry. No disrespect to any law enforcement on the phone, but I'm not going to treat you better than I treat anybody else. I don't play them games. God don't play them games. So you don't get free donuts over here. I'm sorry. If the citizens got to pay, guess what you're going to do? Pay. So let's go ahead and pay it for it. Watch this now, Mr. Warren. I had to get that out there because I really don't care. Watch this. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. And it's coming from the son of an ex-police officer, so it don't matter. Because I'm the son of God first. Now watch this. I'm going to make my business clear. Watch where I'm going with this. Some of your most corrupt criminals are law enforcement, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if that's the natural law enforcement, what about the spiritual one? Just because you know the law and you're supposed to enforce the law, you don't think you can bust hell wide open? See, unlike, I'm about to go there, go the extra mile. Huh? unlike the natural law, you don't have the judicial system that's going to support that behind. God has no favors. Should we go back to Colossians? He shows no favoritism.
No,
do I understand that your daddy was a pastor? Your auntie was a minister? I understand all that. What that mean? Please tell me what that mean.
Nothing at all.
Huh? See, when you go the extra mile, it don't matter what mom and daddy did. Huh? It matters how you position yourself in God. Meaning, I do everything as if I'm working unto God. So when I wash a dish at home, I don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband ain't acting right, so I ain't cooking. You got to be kidding me. So that's how you work unto God, right? So what about when you wasn't acting right? Did God provide for you? Uh-oh,
yeah.
This one is about to get interesting now. Did God provide for you?
Yeah.
Huh? Hello, somebody. Boy, I like it. Even if they're unmuted, they just be silent on this phone. Going that extra mile, people, is real. See, this topic is not popular simply because it requires that you do something, not God. Woo!
Say that.
Because the Bible says, work, Colossians 3 and 22 through 26 through 25, as if you're working unto God. That means, somebody's saddled with the responsibility of something called W. Let me see, that second letter was O. Is it R-K? Yeah. Work. That means you got to do it. Huh? And if you know anything about a mile, you just can't get on that mile and just be, you know, jogging a little mile and going an extra mile. See, he said go that extra mile. That means there ain't one. It's more than one. And if you on that treadmill, typically at a speed of 3.0, that's 1 mile. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 20 minutes. So you mean an extra mile, no less than 40, huh? See, that means we got to condition ourselves. Now, anybody medical on the phone? Okay, cool. Recommended. I don't know what you done heard. Talking about I go to the gym 2 days a week, 3 days a week. How many days a week you living? Okay, cool. It's 7, right? Let's do some numbers, Miss Juan. Watch this.
Okay.
I'm talking about trying to get us in, you know, spiritual shape.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 7 days, why would you go to the gym just 3? Well, Mr. Carr, I'm starting somewhere, but you've been doing that for how long?
Forever.
Check this out. Go to that extra mile, right?
Right.
Do you go to work 3 days a week? I don't know what kind of job you got. I need to know. That's why I got you, because I go to work too. I go to work 2 days a week. Well, let me do this.
Mm-mm.
I applaud you. Okay. But for everybody else in America, right, that means you got to go to work, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you got to work as if you're working unto God. So therefore, spiritually, we want to be in spiritual condition to go that extra mile. Now, you're not just going the extra mile carrying your load. Ooh. Now, that's like you can get on a treadmill for 20 minutes is 1 mile at 3.0. 40 minutes, 2 miles. But that's your weight load. What if you had a 45-pound dumbbell in one hand and the other hand you had a 45? 45 and 45, in my math, let me see. 5K, boom, 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 yah, yah. That's 90 pounds, right? So you count an additional 90 pounds. Now, the typical person not 90 pounds. Oh, my. See, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So when you go the extra mile, this is why it's important that you be spiritually fit. Because if you're not spiritually fit, who else could you carry?
No.
Oh, y'all missing it. Y'all missing it this morning now. Y'all missing it this morning. If you're barely making it by, how can you carry anything else to go an extra mile?
Huh.
You love your kids, you love your parents, huh? You love your home girl, you love your home boy. How can you help them when you're not even fit spiritually? Uh-oh. Let's take it to the natural, Miss Warren.
All right.
Take it to the natural, extra mile, going to the extra mile. How can you motivate them to stay in the gym when you yourself not consistent? Hold on. Let me go a little deeper. You physically consistent because you show up, but ain't no results showing out. Can I help somebody who's trying to lose weight? Because it's more than losing weight, it's about toning. But can I help somebody who's trying to lose weight? Let's do some simple mathematics right quick. Y'all follow me? It's called calorie for foods that you eat. All food is energy. I'm giving y'all free advice here, free tips. Somebody talking about I'm recorded now. I told y'all, pay them people. Don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, go that extra mile. Here's the thing. If you're not at a calorie deficit, it does not work. See, what happens is, I promise you, I've been doing this for 19 years of fitness now. Okay? I'm telling you, about 95% of the people, L-I-E, lie. I say, how you been eating? Good. Good is subjective. Tell me how you've been eating. What have you been? Well, I ate a salad. Well, what all did you put on there? Blackened? What is blackened? What? You know it got seasoning in there. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. What's right with it? So how you expect change when you're doing the same old thing? Please tell me. Well, I can't help myself. Well, you got a problem here. You got a dilemma. Because I'm not about to hold your hand. I can only instruct you. I can't make you. But here's the funny part. They look at me like I'm the problem. You know how people get mad at God? No, God told you to go the extra mile. In other words, you can't physical train until you mentally have some standards. You got to mentally train yourself before you physically can do anything. Y'all know that? Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
The way you lose weight is that you burn more calories than what you take in, people. Now, somebody smart talking about I skip meals. That's just as bad as eating fried food.
It's not worse.
If not worse, your body goes into starvation mode. In other words, it starts to store fat that you don't want. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, I be busy. So you too busy to take care of your body, but you be the same person that say you know your worth. How you know your worth when you become a slave to money? Forget the money. I'm taking care of my body first. Ah, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Well, I never get on a stripper pole. You don't have to. What's the difference? They'll save the money. You save them. You done forgot about your health because you more so focused on that than your health. The very thing that God gave you, your temple. How can you go the extra mile with somebody when you're not even consistent? Watch this. How can you? I'm talking about naturally now. How can you be of any assistance to them when both y'all cheat?
Right.
So the only difference is y'all not telling on each other, but your body gonna tell on you. You do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now hold on. Watch this. Going extra mile. Watch this, Miss Juan. Well, at least I'm doing better. Well, go get a man or a woman who's just doing better.
Right.
In other words, they don't have three girlfriends. They only have two, but they're doing better. Are you okay with that? I'm glad you said that. You're not okay with that, and you know that. So doing better don't mean that you're doing right. Because you have the opportunity to do right, what's stopping you? What's preventing you from doing right? Huh. There again, I say, how can you go the extra mile when you yourself are not doing right? Hello? The Bible even speaks of it. Why deliver a sermon when you're not living it? In other words, you helping others, but you're not even helping your own self. Go to extra, Miss Juan, what you got? What you got right quick for me?
Going the extra mile. How interesting this topic is. Going the extra mile, you know, in Matthew 5:41, and if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. How wonderful is that? You know, I think about it and I've been sitting and I debated on this. You know, you have to go the extra mile.
God goes the extra mile for us on a daily basis. Whether we think he's not answering, he's always answering. Whether you see it or not, he's going the extra mile for you. So we have to get up and do something. You can't expect faith. I mean, you can't expect something to work, or you want God to work for you and you're not putting in the work. And even in the natural, we say we got to work. You know, nothing comes good to those who doesn't work for it. So you have to put in the work for him. So you have to go the extra mile. Even in Matthew 24:13-14, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come.
Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Look what the Bible says. This is Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Going the extra mile requires that you not only carry yours, but carry others. Here's the benefit. Here's the beautiful thing about God. Let me help you out. When Christ came, did he come for himself or did he come to serve? When you come to serve, you go an extra mile, not for you, but for others. My God.
Yes.
Y'all know we live in a selfish time where I got to get mine, you got to get yours.
Yes,
mentality. But that's the wrong mentality, because if that be sufficient, that means you will be on your own and you can never pray in the name of who? Jesus. Uh-oh. That means he went the extra mile. He didn't get on the cross for him. He got on the cross for you and I.
Yes.
The thing is, if it's too heavy, I do understand. That means you're not spiritually in shape. See, not you going the extra mile with your girlfriend, ain't you listening to her problems and then giving her worldly advice? How is that going the extra mile? As a matter of fact, you deconditioning her. Because how is she spiritually fit? You telling her what she want to hear, as opposed to thus says
right.
the law. But you can't put conviction. You can't work for God if you don't know who your employer is. Huh? Yeah. See, when you go that extra mile, that means I'm about to carry a load, even if it causes you to not like me. I'm going to tell you
right.
in such a way to where it's not adversarial, but it's necessary. Mm. Hello?
Yes.
Huh? I just had this conversation. Had to go the extra mile with someone. Okay? This lady has a terminal illness. We talked. That lady said, my doctor told me, and it worked. It worked. And I just listened. And I said,
mm-hmm.
Now, ma'am, you just push one button. And I said, let me stop you right there. I said, I'll let you talk for like 10 minutes. Let me talk for a second. I said,
mm-hmm.
ma'am, that's not true. I said, I can't sit on this phone and no longer hear that. Okay? I love you enough to tell you the truth. I said, what your doctor said is not what God said. Because her doctor said, instead of holding in, you let people know how the F it is and this, that, and other. I said, remember the Bible said it's not what goes in a man's mouth that makes him filthy. It's what goes out of it that makes him unclean. You
mm-hmm.
right, you right. I know I ain't stopping yet. See, I had to go that extra mile. Because, see, a lot of us, we don't care what other people are going through as long as we straight. Mm. Well. We love Dr. Martin Luther King. You know why you love him? Because that man went an extra mile. Dr. Martin Luther King, them folk wasn't going to mess with this man.
Yes.
And he kept his mouth closed. But because he was helping so many, that's what offended them. They'd have let him fly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on. Can I go there? The only reason why a lot of people like Colin Kaepernick now, because naturally they see the benefit. Nike sales are better now than ever. Y'all knew that?
Yeah.
Do your research. But were y'all behind Colin at first? Some people were sitting on their hands. Well, I got white friends, or I got people who, So why you behind him now? Why are people superficial? See, when you want to go that extra mile, do it when it's not beneficial for you.
Official.
Huh? You going to stand the test of time then? Keep it real all the way around the board, huh? Huh? Nah, people like Colin because everybody else like him.
Right.
Huh. But did you like him? Do you even know why he was kneeling? See, that's going an extra mile because that man could have said, that's not me being arrested. That's not my family members being arrested. I'm making a lot of money. Mm-mm, I ain't saying nothing. But unlike the one that you love the most, Michael Jordan, he stood up, and I said it. Unlike the one you love the most, the one you support the most, Michael Jordan, he the one who stood up. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know that hurts some people's feelings, huh? Good. I'm here to crush feelings because feelings have nothing to do with God. When you're talking about going the extra mile, let's go ahead and dismiss your feelings and start implementing your faith. Because you're going to live by one and die by the other. You know that, right?
Right.
Going that extra mile. Y'all see how it go? So when you go that extra mile, you got to be in spiritual shape. How do you get in spiritual shape? Well, God got to stretch you out. God got to exercise you. You're going to sweat. Yeah. If you still walking a mile, something ain't right. You got to get to the point where you walk jogging, walk jogging, walk jogging. Eventually to the point to where you're doing a little trot. Huh? And after that little trot, you got to do a little jog. See, this is how you get conditioned. And what happens is, if you can naturally reverse the years on your life, I know that you may be in your 40s, but when you start to exercise, you reverse the years on your life. Ooh, my goodness. So if you, Lord have mercy, Miss Swan. So if you spiritually exercise, you start to reverse the spiritual years of your life. Now is eternity another place. The Bible says, lest we be like a child again. In other words, innocence. He's not talking about in our mentality and being juvenile. In innocence, you start to reverse the spiritual years on your life. Ain't that something?
Yes, Lord.
Ain't that something? All because you're exercising your faith. And you have to exercise your faith because this load is not just for you to carry. Huh?
No, it's for everyone.
Oh, it's you and God. But hold on. If God is involved, you know God ain't just carrying your load and his load. Oh, no. It's some loads. So when you talk about going an extra mile, baby, you got to be prepared for this thing. Okay? Because he's a burden bearer. Meaning, we become burden bearers. Well, you saying I got to take on everybody's problems? I'm saying you got to take on what God sent your way. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you can't take it on if you're not in shape. This is why we cut off our phone. This is why we don't want to be bothered. This is why we have our own problems. How can you go the extra mile when you blot everybody else out or you only have a select few people that you deal with? That's not how this thing goes. Going that extra mile. Miss Juan, let's go ahead and pray, please.
Yes. Dear God, thank you for the words that we received on today. Lord, I ask that for us and that are the sound of my voice today, that you just protect them on this journey as they proceed throughout. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all have a great day, and we'll see y'all later on this evening. And again, going that extra mile, remember that. Make sure you get somebody on the call this evening now, okay? Because we come with that 1-2 combo punch this evening. All right, y'all have a great day.
Goodbye, everyone.